Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Right, man. You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
Excellent. And let's move on from the delights of our cable service right the way through podcasting, which of course is where many of our listeners actually find us and connect in every sense of the word, because they cannot get enough of good health news in association with pharmanord.co.uk and of course the broadcasting legend that is Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
So for a change, it would seem that nutritional supplements are making not just front page headlines, but top of the news bulletins and consistently now. Clearly, it's what Theresa May will actually require to ensure that she actually keeps her fitness going through the upcoming challenges that she's going to be faced with.
Well, you do see some startling headlines in our newspapers. And like you said, Thursday, July the 21st, all the newspapers were covering the story. Here's one from the Daily Mail, full page, Sun, page 21, sun-starved Britons must take vitamin D in winter. Doctors fear rickets, eradicated in the 1950s, is on the way back. And it goes on to say by Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent, millions of sun-starved Britons should take vitamin D supplements. It seems strange me reading out about sun-starved Britons when we've had 32 centigrade, which to the older person translates into round about 90 degrees Fahrenheit. 95 we've had Fahrenheit. So we've had a bit of sun. Oh, right, big deal. And it's pleasant, of course it is. But from October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, in those 7 months, we don't get any sunshine. And we don't get enough sunshine for our needs to make vitamin D, because vitamin D is made in the skin. There is a pathway in the skin to make this important vitamin D, which vitamin D, we call it vitamin D, but it's more like a hormone. It's really a very important hormone. And to make it in your skin, we know you can get it in things like sardines, but a lot of people don't eat sardines on a regular basis. And a lot of people don't eat healthily on a regular basis. And a lot of people don't eat fruit and vegetables regularly on a regular basis. As we read and talk about every time we do these programs, we're all having far too much sugar. In 1750, we used to get about 14 pounds of sugar a year from the food, 1750. In 1920 in America, it had gone up to about 50 pounds of sugar a year. And there's as recently as 1990 in America, and we're not far behind with what we eat, the wrong food. It had gone to about 100 pounds of sugar a year. And sugar combines with the body. It combines with the retina of the eye. It can combine with the tissue of the heart. It can combine with the tissue of the kidneys, our filters. We have two filters, one on each side of the body. And it can combine with the nerves, especially to the legs. And you do find, especially in diabetic patients, the sugar is damaging the nerves to the legs. And if the nerves to the legs can't work the blood supply to open and close properly, then it can lead to serious damage in the legs, even resulting in gangrene and amputation. And in fact, in Great Britain, amongst the diabetic community, there can be up to 137 people on average having an amputation of a leg, a foot, or a toe through the damage from sugar, which equates in Great Britain alone to the number of people having an amputation to about 7,000 people a year. And we're not talking in that sentence about numerically in France and Germany and Spain and Italy and Holland and Romania and Bulgaria. And what about larger countries like America with 350 million people and China with 1.3 billion people and India with 1.3 billion people in China, 1 billion people in India. So the sugar problem is a big problem. There are many problems. We've just touched on sun-starved Britons must take vitamin D in winter. And yes, you can buy vitamin D supplements to get your vitamin D. Before I mention Pharma Nord, this Danish company that I met over 25 years ago, and in a way took over my professional life, because as a pharmacist, I was very impressed that this company, like all companies who make health food products in Denmark, they have to, by Danish law, they have to make the health food products to pharmaceutical standards. And so Pharma Nord make about 48 different products, and one of them is vitamin D. It's called Bio Vitamin D. And Bio Vitamin D can give you this missing vitamin D that we all need, because without the sun, we can't turn a substance which is waiting in the skin to be turned into vitamin D. We can't turn it into vitamin D. And the first thing that you notice is rickets, that the softening of the bone through lack of vitamin D, and children get bow legs. And the subheading in the Daily Mail on page 21, sun-starved Britons must take vitamin D in winter. The subheading, doctors fear rickets eradicated in the 1950s, it's on its way back. And there are children every week in Great Britain are now being diagnosed. It says here, lower down, rickets is a bone disease common in Victorian times and caused by lack of vitamin D. It was virtually eradicated in the 1950s. I was born in 1941, so in the 1950s, I would be 12, 13, 14. But cases have more than doubled in the last 10 years, with 450 children admitted to hospital with the disease each year. Experts say part of the reason is reduced exposure to sunshine in early childhood due to a lack of outdoor play. They're all on their laptops and their iPhones and their iPads and the Samsungs and all the things, and they're indoors watching and looking and holding these gadgets. They're not running around like I did in the 1950s in the summer holidays playing cowboys and Indians. And it's also partly due, it says, to diets low in vitamin D-rich foods, such as oily fish and eggs and liver. Vitamin D deficiency is also linked to long-term problems, such as tooth decay, breathing difficulties, the raised risk of infection, and heart problems. So they're suggesting that babies should get vitamin D drops from birth, rather than previous advice that they should only get them from 6 months. Dr. Benjamin Jacobs, consultant pediatrician at the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital, said, "This report is a major step forward. It will help prevent rickets and other significant medical problems for babies and children in the UK." We can jump to another heading, which was in all the papers. This one was also in the Daily Mail. This is today, Friday, July the 22nd, 2016. What a heading, by Colin Fernandez on page 19. Alcohol causes 7 types of cancer, even if you only drink a little. Goes on to say, drinking alcohol causes at least 7 kinds of cancer, according to a review of studies. And even those who drink low levels are at risk of developing the disease. The research appears to wipe out the idea that a glass of red wine is good for you. Alcohol causes cancer of the mouth, cancer of the throat, cancer of the larynx, cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the liver, cancer of the colon, bowel and breast cancer, and probably others, the scientists found. However, despite government advice, 90% of people are unaware of the risk, according to Cancer Research UK. Professor Jenny Connor of the University of Otago Medical School in New Zealand reviewed recent studies and found that alcohol is estimated to have caused an unbelievable number, 500,000 deaths since 2012, which is only 4 years ago, which is nearly 6% of all cancer deaths being caused by alcohol. She said, "There is strong evidence that alcohol causes cancer at 7 sites in the body. At least 7 sites, probably others," she added. She said, "The risks are reduced for some cancers when people stop drinking altogether. The supposed health benefits of drinking, such as red wine being good for the heart, were," and I quote, "seen increasingly as disingenuous or irrelevant in comparison to the increased risk of range of cancers." This actually reminds me of a Pharmanord product, besides their vitamin D, using that to overcome the first headline, "Sunstar Britons must take vitamin D." The study reinforces government guidelines issued in January, which said, "No level of regular drinking is without health risks." The NHS now advises that men should drink no more than 14 units a week, down from the previous 21, bringing them in line with advice for women. For every 1,000 women who do not drink, 109, statistically, will develop breast cancer. This rises to 126 for those who drink 14 units or fewer a week. This is units of alcohol. And it rises to 153 women. So it will drink from 109 women in every 1,000 getting breast cancer. It will go up nearly 50% to 153 women, from 109 up to 153 for those women who drink 14 to 35 units. Susanna Brown of the World Cancer Research Fund said, many people believe that alcohol consumption is only linked to liver cancer. But this review confirms that alcohol is strongly linked to an increased risk of a number of different cancers. For cancer prevention, we have long recommended people should not drink alcohol at all. But we understand that this can be easier said than done. While it is, ladies and gentlemen listening, it's very hard to take these true facts on board. I mean, they're just mind-blowing. We need vitamin D, and in Great Britain we have very little sun from October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. So we definitely need vitamin D in the winter. And Pharma Nord make bio-vitamin D capsules, and it's made to pharmaceutical standards. And with regard to the alcohol and not drinking at all, and this idea of one glass of red wine a day will help your cardiovascular system, this does lead me to Pharma Nord products. This company in Denmark that I met over 25 years ago with their health food products, which by Danish law are made to pharmaceutical standards. So with the backgrounds of what I've just been reading about SunSard, Britons must take vitamin D in winter, and people shouldn't drink alcohol. And when you say it, it sounds stupid, because there are millions of people on this island called Great Britain who do drink every day. And we're reading it causes 7 types of cancer, even if you only drink a little. So what are the Pharma Nord products which I'm relating to helping you to give you good health? And perhaps if you do stop drinking, what Pharma Nord products can help to give you the same benefit even though you stop drinking? And there's 3 in particular of the Pharma Nord range, besides the vitamin D, which we've already mentioned. The 3 products are Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. Q10 is a substance a lot of you won't have heard of. It's a substance made in your liver, and it's used to combine the food that you eat and the oxygen that you breathe into the energy molecule called ATP. I know you've all heard of water being H2O, and oxygen, besides being the name of a telephone company, O2, two oxygen atoms joined together, is oxygen that we must breathe in to stay alive. So this substance, Q10, allows you to make ATP, which doesn't stand for water or oxygen. It stands for this little mouthful, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break a phosphate off a triple phosphate, it becomes a double phosphate. And by breaking off a phosphate, you release energy. Yes, listeners, that's how you make energy. In the chemistry of your body, in your cells, how many cells have you got? 60 trillion. Where does it take place, making energy? In little engines with a funny name, mitochondria. That's the collected name for the 5,000 little engines in each of your 60 trillion cells. So you eat your food, you breathe in oxygen, you join them together to make ATP, and that gives you your energy to do all the jobs, including giving you a strong immune system to fight off cancer. So Q10 is very important for the heart, for the kidney, for the visions, for every part of your body to function properly. As you get older, past 20, and by the time you're 40, your Q10 production has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old, so you can't make as much energy. But if you take bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, you get all your energy back. It stops muscle loss, because part of the trouble of old age is muscle loss. I'm 4.5 years off 80. Do I sound 4.5 years off 80? When I thump my six-pack, that's my six-pack. Ridiculous the sound of a six-pack in a man approaching 80. But I've been taking Pharmanaut Q10 for over 20 years, and it stops muscle loss. The doctor's name is sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss. As you get older, you lose muscle. Ladies shouting house at bingo have bingo wings. Ladies falling over and breaking their hip, unfortunately, some of them don't leave the hospital with the new hip, all because they tripped over a little curb because they picked up pneumonia in the hospital. But the reason why they're there with the broken hip was because they didn't have the muscles to steady themselves when they tripped up over a little curb. So Q10 is part of the elixir of life. Pycnogenol, a bark of a tree, biopycnogenol. This I've been selling and taking myself for 34 years. It's a bark of a tree. It was discovered by Jacques Cartier, the man who discovered Canada, in December 1534, nearly 600 years ago. His crew were dying of scurvy because his ship got stuck in the ice in December 1534, and he logged it in his notes that his men were dying of scurvy, which isn't just a flakiness of your skin, full-blown scurvy. The walls of your arteries disintegrate and you bleed to death. So the local people living there told him if he brewed the bark of a pine tree and gave the men who weren't dead yet to drink, they would be better in a week. And he logged it. That's what happened. And now the same bark of a tree, you don't have to brew it. Pharmanaut, they flew me to Bordeaux in France with the Daily Mail, one of the lead editors, Jenny Hope, who for many years was the lead medical editor for the paper. She and I and some other journalists, we went to Bordeaux in France to see the tree forest planted by Napoleon's men 200 years ago, where they make 4 million, this biopycnogenol tablets every week, 4 million tablets, because it gives you the benefits of the same things that supposedly that glass of red wine was doing. And now we know red wine is just no good for you because it causes 7 types of cancer. Even if you only drink a little, you're still pushing yourself towards 7 types of cancer. But by taking biopycnogenol, it gives you the benefits. Biopycnogenol stops the enzyme collagenase breaking down your collagen. It stops the enzyme elastase breaking down the elastin, which is the bounce of your skin in right throughout your body. So you don't get wrinkles on your hands. You don't get wrinkles on your face. The back of my hand is absolutely smooth because I've been taking biopycnogenol 24 years since I had a car crash. when somebody eating chips late at night hit me head on, broke my shoulder, crushed my chest, broke my wrist, I had glass in my eye, the force of the crash destroyed the cartilage in my right ankle, my legs were badly damaged, I had a what they call a compartment injury where my arteries had burst, and I had 12 inches by 4 inches, a whole area of purplish from the bleed under my skin. And the doctors wanted to put holes in my leg. They were worried about a very serious problem that could lead to gangrene. And I, it sounded foolish at the time, I was refusing holes in my legs to drain the blood, which they said could also lead to infection. I said, no, I'm going to take a bark of a tree tablet called biopignogenol. They said, Mr. Gore, you are a tablet-counting pharmacist. You're not a doctor. I said, no, but I've been selling this biopignogenol, which has wonderful properties, and for 10 years I've been selling it. I've now been taking it for 24 years. I've now been selling it for 34 years, and I wouldn't let them do it. And my skin, gradually the damage was removed and it healed. And at 75 and a half, I'm on no drugs for anything. I'm still working. I'm never tired because I take the Bioquinone Q10 Gold. I have no wrinkles on my face or the back of my hand because I'm taking this biopignogenol.
And on that moment, Dennis, as we sort of say, celebrate and rejoice, all manner of wonderful things are there. Again, fascinating insights into the Pharmanod product. We'll be featuring, of course, Bent Henriksen, OBE, the UK head of the Pharmanod company, very shortly, in fact, next week, which means it'll be a fortnight before we actually return to your good self. But have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yes, because what a wonderful opportunity to tell thousands of people. I know people don't want to hear don't drink, but it's there in black and white.
You can drink, just don't drink alcohol. It's important to drink water.
Oh, yeah,
that's the important thing. Yeah, exactly. You just have a whole fire on that.
Otherwise, there was a wonderful article where a lady photographed her face, and when she drank 3 litres, she looked 51. She was only 41. And at the end of the photographs, by drinking 3 litres of water a day over the course of the day, not all in one go, you could see her skin was plumping up. She felt better concentration. Yeah, drink your water. Well, replace the alcohol with water.
There you are, you see. Dennis, as ever, a delight. We take it you'll return very soon, in fact, first Friday in August.
Try and stop me. Yay! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.